What was the joke of the week? Thanks for sending them in to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. On Fridays, we will randomly pull from the joke sent in. Someone's about to win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. But first, here's joke of the week number one.
My wife left me yesterday, Dave. She says, I put sports ahead of our relationship.
That's a shame, John.
I know. We were together for six seasons.
Well,
the Cubs were 84 and 78 that year, Dave.
You know, that
I'll never forget the Sox were 72 and 89. So I said to Belinda.
Her name is Brenda.
I said...
That's not even a joke, John. Shut up. Speed Jokes are sponsored by Green Tea. Oh, they're not sponsored by Green Tea Services. They sponsored the news. Speed Jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here's
the
joke of the week
scene,
number two.
Dave Ennett will portray a diner, and John Williams will star as a waiter.
Are you ready to order?
Yes. I'll have the rabbit stew.
All right, fine. As long as you don't call me over and then say, sir, there's a hair in my soup. Sir?
Okay, I'll have the chicken.
Dave sounds like a very discerning customer there at that diner, doesn't he?
I think I did, yes.
Yes, I believe I'll have... Here's joke of the week number three.
A big part of marriage is asking another person you truly love. So, any thoughts about dinner every day for the rest of your life?
Yeah, it's not so bad. Joke of the week number four.
How do you make an Italian wine? You squeeze his grapes.
Joke of the week number five.
Hey, did you know that if you hold your ear up to a stranger's leg, you can actually hear them say...
Hey, stop that!
Here is now joke of the week. I got a double feature for you, number six.
For Lou Manfredini, who's in Lisbon, did you know why there aren't any ducks in Portugal? Because they're all Portuguese. That would be Portuguese. What do they call old guys in Portugal? That would be Portuguesers.
Surprised we haven't heard more versions of that. Here's number seven.
I figured out how to make $1 million. This would be real helpful. Here's how you get $1 million on the stock market right now. Invest $2 million.
Here's joke of the well, here's another one just like that one.
I asked my grandma which walker she likes to use, and she said, this week, Johnny.
And here's another one sort of like that one.
Hey, John, I watched a documentary on marijuana last night.
That's how I'm going to watch the news now, too, Dave.
No kidding. Here's joke of the week number 10.
It's Easter season, so I've got this question. Does staying in bed and shouting, oh, God, constitute as going to church?
It's the way I get up sometimes. How about you? Here's joke of the week number 11.
I've got a long-lost cousin named Rex. He's a cowboy, herds cattle in Wyoming. He came to town yesterday, so we took him out to breakfast at a fancy place. And when the waitress said, what'll it be? He said, how about a quickie? She was about to pour hot coffee on him when I had to intervene.
What did you say?
It's pronounced quiche.
Here is joke of the week number 12.
If someone from Holland marries a person from the Philippines, does that make them a jalapeno? If Tuesday Weld married Hal March II, would that make her Tuesday March II? If Queen Elizabeth married Steve McQueen, she would be Queen McQueen. If Ella Fitzgerald married Darth Vader, she would be Ella Vader. If Bonnie Tyler married Eddie Rabbit, she'd be Bonnie Rabbit. We need some new ones of those. I had to steal some of those from Rowan and Martin's Laughing.
I was gonna say,
does that sound familiar?
That's the last time I've heard those.
Where's Goldie Hawn when you need her?
Here come the judge. Here come the judge. Dave, you and I, we need our listeners to come up with more of those. Do the homework. Just start going through the celebrity pages. And if somebody married somebody, they would be somebody. I need more of those, please. Send your best jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. We got two more. Here's 13.
Vic Shields of Freeport writes, when I was young, I decided I wanted to be a doctor. So I took the entrance exam to go to medical school. One of the questions asked us to rearrange the letters P-N-E-I-S into an important part of the human body, which is most useful when erect. Those who answered spine are doctors today. The rest are sending in jokes.
Okay, and here's our final joke of the week.
I hate it when I'm at the Jewel buying organic vegetables, and when I get home, I find out that they were just regular donuts.
I kind of like that one, too. All right, what was the joke of the week? Bob Kessler says...
Spine anagram.
Yeah, I was almost not going to do that one, but it does kind of work. Dave, what was the joke of the week, please?
I like the jalapeno.
Yeah, I kind of do too. We just need more of them. But let's bring that thing back. I'll go with Dave on those marriage jokes. Producer Pete likes
squeezing grapes.
I was thinking about that one too. All right, thanks for sending them in to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. We play this bit back after the 1:30 edition of WGN Radio News. Share this with your friends. Our jokes live at WGNRadio.com/speedjokes.